नमस्कार नारद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन प्रतिष्ठ आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जयनंद कोट वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरधा शिवा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवदान की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप सी मायपुर धाम की गंग माई की जय। जमुन माई की जय। भक्ति देव की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय निताय गो प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, glories to Sri Guru. So we are reading from fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 24, text number 18. This is chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Atma Ramo.
Atma Ramo.
Api,
yas,
tu,
asya,
loka, kalpasya, radhase,
sakya,
yukto,
vicharati,
voraya,
bhagavan,
bhavaha, Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Shakya yukto vicharati,
Shakya yukto vicharati,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Shakya yukto vicharati,
Shakya yukto vicharati,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Shakta yukto vicharati,
Shakta yukto vicharati,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Shakta yukto vicharati, Goraya bhagavan
bhava,
Atmaramo piyasvasya,
Loka kalpasya radhase,
Shakya yukto vicharati,
Goraya bhagavan bhava,
Shakta yukto vicharati, Atma Aramana, self-satisfied, api, although he is, ya, one who is, two, but, ascha, this, loka, material world, kalpasya, when manifested, radhase, for the matter of hoping its existence, shaktya, potencies, juktaha, being engaged, vicharati, he acts, gauraya, very dangerous, bhagavan, his lordship, bhavaha, Shiva. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, the Bhajarana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Shiva, the most powerful demigod, second only to Lord Vishnu, is self-sufficient. Although he has nothing to aspire for in the material world, for the benefit of those in the material world, he is always busily engaged everywhere, and is accompanied by his dangerous energies like the goddess Kali and goddess Durga. Please repeat. Lord Shiva,
Lord Shiva,
the most powerful demigod,
the most powerful demigod,
second only to Lord Vishnu,
second only to Lord Vishnu,
is self-sufficient.
Is self-sufficient.
Although he has nothing to aspire for, in the material world, for the benefit of those in the material world, he's always busily engaged everywhere, and is accompanied by his dangerous energies like Goddess Kali and Goddess Durga. Lord Shiva is known as the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is known as the best of all types of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam jatha shambhu. Consequently, Lord Shiva has a Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession known as a Rudra Sampradaya. Just as there is the Brahma Sampradaya coming directly from Lord Brahma, the Rudra Sampradaya comes directly from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is one of the 12 great personalities, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.20, Swayambhur Narachambhu Kumara Kapilo Munu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Bali Vayashikir Vayam. There are 12 great authorities in preaching God consciousness. The name Shambhu means Lord Shiva. His disciplic succession is also known as the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and the current Vishnu Swami Sampradaya is known as the Vallabha Sampradaya. The current Brahma Sampradaya is known as the Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Even though Lord Shiva appears to preach Mayavada philosophy, even though Lord Shiva appeared to preach Mayavada philosophy at the end of his pastime in the form of Shankaracharya, he preached the Vaishnava philosophy. Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudhamate. He stressed worshipping Lord Krishna or Govinda 3 times in this verse, and especially warned his followers that they could not possibly achieve deliverance or mukti simply by word jugglery and grammatical puzzles. If one is actually serious to attain mukti, he must worship Lord Krishna. That is Sripad Shankaracharya's last instruction. Herein it is mentioned that Lord Shiva is always accompanied by his material energy, Shaktya Gauraya. Material energy, the goddess Durga or goddess Kali, is always under his control. Goddess Kali and Durga serve him by killing all the asuras or demons. Sometimes Kali becomes so infuriated that she indiscriminately kills all kinds of asuras. There is a popular picture of the goddess Kali in which she wears a garland composed of the heads of the asuras and holds in her left hand a captured head and in her right hand a great kaja or chopper for killing asuras. Great wars are symbolic representation of Kali's devastation of the asuras and are actually conducted by the goddess Kali. Srishti, Srishti, Pralaya, Shadana, Shakti, Rekha from Brahma Samhita. Asuras try to pacify goddess Kali or Durga by worshipping material opulence. But when the asuras become too intolerable, goddess Kali does not discriminate in killing them wholesale. Asuras do not know the secret of the energy of Lord Shiva, and they prefer to worship the goddess Kali or Durga or Lord Shiva for material benefit. Due to their demoniac character, they are reluctant to surrender to Krishna, as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita 7.15, Namam duskrita namudha prapatyanti naradama mayaya pritha jnana asuram mavam ashrita. Lord Shiva's duty is very dangerous because he has to employ the energy of the goddess Kali or Durga. In another popular picture, the goddess Kali is sometimes seen standing on the prostrate body of Lord Shiva, which indicates that sometimes Lord Shiva has to fall down flat in order to stop the goddess Kali from killing the asuras. Since Lord Shiva controls the great material energy, goddess Durga, worshippers of Lord Shiva attain very opulent positions within the material world. Under Lord Shiva's direction, a worshipper of Lord Shiva gets all kinds of material facilities. In contrast, a Vaishnava or a worshipper of Lord Vishnu gradually becomes poorer in material possessions because Lord Vishnu does not trick his devotees in becoming materially entangled by possessions. Lord Vishnu gives his devotees intelligence from within. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Tesham satata jutanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Thus Lord Vishnu gives intelligence to his devotees so that the devotees can make progress on the path back home, back to Godhead. Since the devotee has nothing to do with any kind of material possession, he does not come under the control of goddess Kali or the goddess Durga. Lord Shiva is also in charge of Tamagun, the mode of ignorance, in this material world. His potency, the goddess Durga, is described as keeping all living entities in the darkness of ignorance. Ya devi sarvabhutashu nidra rupam shamishtaha. Both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are incarnations of Lord Vishnu. But Lord Brahma is in charge of the creation, whereas Lord Shiva is in charge of the destruction, which he carries out with the help of the material energy, goddess Kali or goddess Durga. Thus in this verse, Lord Shiva is described as being accompanied by dangerous potencies, Shaktya Ghoraya, and that is the actual position of Lord Shiva. Om Agyant Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Chakshuram Militandina Tajmaya Shri Guru Maha. Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garada Sri Vashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here the Pujetas are meeting Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is giving them instructions as the greatest friend of everyone. He's As it says, he has nothing to aspire for in the material world, but for the benefit of those in the material world, he is always busily engaged everywhere. So Lord Shiva has many forms. Some forms he's engaged in killing everyone with his dangerous energy, and some places he's engaged in giving benedictions to the Vaishnavas. He has many forms. So here, he's going to instruct the projectors, you know, on the real purpose of life. In chapter, where in text number 15, it tells how Lord Shiva accepted, or the projectors, they also accepted Lord Shiva as their guru. And he says, all the sons of Prachinabari meditated upon the instructions, chanting and worshipping them with great care and attention. So in the purport here, a very important purport, how the projectors accepted the instructions of their guru, Lord Shiva, with great sincerity. So Prabhupada says in this purport, it's one of my favorite purports, that Lord Shiva actually became the spiritual master of the 10 sons. And in turn, his disciples took his words so seriously that simply by meditating on his instruction, they became perfect. This is the secret of success. After being initiated and receiving the orders of the spiritual master, the disciples should unhesitatingly think about the instructions or the orders of the spiritual master and not allow himself to be disturbed by anything else. This is also the verdict of Srila Vishwanatha Chakrapati Thakur while explaining the verse Vyasatmika Buddhi Rekiha Purunandana. He points out that the order of the spiritual master is the life substance of the disciples. So Prabhupada brings this up quite a few times throughout his books. So one has to, it kind of forces one to ask a question, why Prabhupada brings up this point many times. And he quotes Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's Vyasatmika Buddhiya, which is from Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna is saying that anybody knows the translation? Vyasatmika Buddhi, it means fixed intelligence. When the intelligence is fixed on one point and one point alone, it is not Bahushaka, it's not many branches, it's not everywhere, it's just fixed on one point. So Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says that this one point, this fixed attention that Krishna is describing, that one point is the order of the guru. That becomes the meditation, or the fixed point of a disciple, how to execute the orders of the guru. And Srila Prabhupada said, when I read this purport of Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur, saying this, that one should make the orders of his guru his life and soul, he said, it struck me. I was struck by this. So that's good. If you get an instruction that strikes you, you should act on that. He said, it struck me that my Guru Maharaj gave me these orders to preach in the English language, in the Western world. He said, it struck me. So I took this to heart and I made this my life's mission. It was my Guru's instruction and it became my life's mission. And he said, I actually founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness on this principle. So here we see the founder Acharya. Acharya is one who sets example. So this is Prabhupada's example. He's our Acharya, we're his followers. So his example was, he accepted the order of his guru, his life and soul. He made his mission. And as a result, Prabhupada was a great success. So this is an indication, if we follow in the footsteps of the Acharya, we receive the order and we Make it our life and soul, then we will also be successful. And Prabhupada, again he says that the disciple should not consider whether he is going back home, back to Godhead. Shouldn't consider it. I always thought it was a great consideration that's been inspired me in Krishna consciousness. We're all going back to God. We're all fired up. It was the promised land, you know, it's what we're all dreaming of, what we're talking about. And here is factually Prabhupada's explaining in great detail. Here is the back to Godhead, let's go with Krishna forever. But here Prabhupada said, you shouldn't even consider whether he's going back to Godhead or not. His first business should be to execute the order of the spiritual master. Thus the disciple should always meditate on the order of the spiritual master, and that is perfectional meditation. Not only one should meditate upon the order, but he should find out the means by which he can perfectly worship and execute it. Not just meditating on the order of Guru, but find the ways and means to execute it perfectly. And worship. That actually the order of the Guru becomes a worshipful object for the disciple. Because it is his deliverance. It's a sound vibration from the Lord. Kali Yuga, what is the deliverance in Kali Yuga? It's a sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And where do we get that sound vibration from? From another sound vibration. From the mouth of the Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chitati Kariya. We get that order from the Guru, it's a sound vibration. To chant Hare Krishna, which is another sound vibration. So, find out the ways and means by which we can perfectly execute it above and beyond anything else. We have a lot to do. We think it's quite important in this world, but here, above and beyond anything else, that should be the most important in our life. Now, when Prabhupada says one shouldn't consider whether he's going back to Godhead or not, this is an indication that going back to Godhead depends on the mercy of Guru. If you can make a statement like that, you shouldn't consider whether you're going back to Godhead, which is the goal of the Vedas, we all want to go. If he's saying that, that means it's within his power to grant that. You don't have to worry about, think about going back to Godhead. It means it's dependent on the mercy of Guru. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted. Mercy of Krishna. And without the mercy of the spiritual master, no one can make advancement. So, just as Prabhupada, he based the International Society of Krishna Consciousness on this, Vihasatmaka Bodhiya, fixed determination or single-minded, single-pointed determination on one point on the order of Guru, that he founded a whole society for International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So similarly, we can base our individual consciences also on that same principle. The whole society is based on this principle. We, Prabhupada, base the whole society on it. We can base our individual Krishna consciousness also on the same principle. Anyway, I thought it was important because Prabhupada says it many times in his books in different places. So it got me interested. You know, I keep saying this. So anyway, Lord Shiva, Vaishnava to the Hashambhu, the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. Now he has Prabhupada said there is Lord Shiva has Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession known as the Rudra Sampradaya. So This Rudra Sampradaya is from, was actually created here, right here in Mayapur, in Rudradweep. More or less, we're in the island of Rudradweep now. Antadweep is, Mayapur is just the other side here. From this lotus building, this is we're in, maybe in the Ganga, we're probably sitting in the Ganga actually. But Prabhupada pointed out, when he was standing on the back of the lotus building, looking this direction, he said, actually our land is in Rudradweep. The lotus building is in Rudradweep. He said, this is the border, one of the borders. The borders are by rivers in Nanadweep. So this side is Mayapur, Antadweep, and this side is Rudradweep. So this Rudradweep spreads by, it's been cut in two now by the Ganga, but it goes right over to Belpapur at that time. So this is where Lord Shiva actually, he created a sampradaya right here in this Rudradweep by Vishnu Swami. Yeah, by Vishnu Swami. So they were here in Rudradweep and they were doing a vrata and they were constantly chanting the names of Krishna during kirtan for two weeks. And they were offering Bailpata, this is Shiva's favorite leaf. So they were offering Bailpata to Lord Shiva. And then he appeared before them and he said, I'm very pleased with the Vaishnavas. There was one. So he was very pleased with that and he said, ask for benediction. So they asked for benediction that we Vishnu Swami will have that we may make a Vaishnava Sampradaya so we can preach Vaishnava. And Lord Shiva gave that benediction. He said, okay, and I will be the head of it. It will be called the Rudra Sampradaya. So, did I mention it? Yeah, Vishnu Swami became known as Vishnu Swami. It's known also as the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And the current Vishnu Swami Sampradaya is known as the Balabh Sampradaya. So, and also here he gave a darshan to, was it Nimbarka? Also in Rudradweep, he appeared Nimbarka, okay. Then Lord Shiva appeared before him, so I'm very pleased with your austerities and everything. And he said, you can go next to this forest, in the forest next to his village, the four Kumaras are staying there, so you can go and you can take initiation from them. And so they went there and they saw the four Kumaras and then they got initiated by the four Kumaras. So that's another bona fide Sampradaya, the Kumar Sampradaya. That was also created here. Actually all the four leaders of the four Sampradayas, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, or some people say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two principles from each Sampradaya and formed his movement. It's not exactly that. He didn't start his movement, but there are two teachings from each Sampradaya, but he's the founder of those other four Sampradayas. Gauranga empowered these four men to start these Sampradayas. So it's not although Gauranga collected bits and pieces from each Sampradaya and formed his own Sampradaya, but actually he started the other four Sampradayas, all the four Sampradayas, by empowering these four particular personalities to preach the cult of bhakti. So Gauranga is actually the origin of all the sampradayas. By his influence, he's so. She appeared to preach my art philosophy, but the end of his pastimes, he preached the Vaishnava philosophy, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudomashi. He says, you fools and rascals, your grammatical study and word jugglery of the Vedas, who is not going to save you at the time of death, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda. The Mayavadis say, no, it doesn't mean that. They say Shankaracharya had a very stupid disciple named Govinda. And they said to him, Govinda, you're never going to run this Shankaracharya, this Vedanta Sutra. You're so stupid, you're just do worship, it's for neophytes. Just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda, just they say this is the meaning of that. But actually Shankaracharya was worship Govinda, worship Krishna, he was instructing. You worship Krishna, you worship Krishna. You worship Krishna. And also, it's another statement. And Lord Shiva says, I wish to spend my days and nights sitting on the bank of the Jamuna, meditating on the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Within the twinkling of an eye. So again, he's stating that, you know, why you want to meditate on pastimes of the Lord? It's all Maya, this all form was illusion. The Lord Shiva also made that statement. Shankaracharya also made that statement. Shankaracharya also came here. Shankaracharya. Mahaprabhu said, you better get lost. There's no place for you here. You can preach your philosophy everywhere. This is Mayapur is a place for my bhaktas. So don't pollute the place with your philosophy. You better go elsewhere. He said that on my behalf, Lord Shiva and Parvati stay here in the form of Prodamaya. Prodamaya is the internal potency. The Durga that's speaking of in the Brahma Samhita, that's a spiritual Durga or Yogamaya potency. Her reflection into the material world becomes Mahamaya Durga. So, Lord Shiva's potency, Durga. Kali has different forms. That's the ghastly Kali. She has the terrible form of killing. And another form as Durga or Parvati. She's very peaceful. So here, they act according to their spiritual identity in Navadvipa. Lord Shiva is protector of the Dham. Ketrapal. He protects the Dham. So he's known as Sadashiva, Marashiva. And Gauranga says that in under my orders, Shiva and Parvati, or Prodamaya, Shiva and Prodamaya, they protect the Dham in many ways. But they give they spread the different tantras. Shiva writes many tantras, and this is for the non-devotee class of people. So by observing all these tantras and methods, you get magic. You get cities, different cities and things like that, so you can become very powerful. So Lord Shiva and Parvati, they stay here in Mayapur in one form. They're presenting the Tantra Shastras, and the atheistic class of people, they get so absorbed in, you know, what we can get. Look what we can get from these Shastras. We can get all these cities and so much potency, so much power. They become so absorbed with those Vaishnavas, they're simply chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What are they getting? Well, let's get power. So he said, in this way they get deluded, and they just get so absorbed in attaining mystic powers, and they leave the Vaishnavas alone, they don't bother with them. So they're kind of tricked into, and simultaneously they're getting their potency from the Vedas, which is bona fide, so they're still within the realm of the Vedas. But they get cheated out of bhakti because of their atheistic temperaments. So Lord Shiva is also this, that picture, the big picture downstairs of Lord Shiva drinking all the poisonous ocean, and it was when they churned the ocean, the poison came first, and Lord Shiva drank it and he kept it in his throat. So nobody can tolerate so much poison, that he drank the whole ocean of poison and his throat was burning like anything. So he went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, he gave him the Ananta Samhita, which he had received before, previous time, from Ananta Dev. And this Ananta Dev, Ananta is an incarnation of Nityananda, and he is the worshipful lord of Shiva. Shankarshan is, and Ananta is an expansion of Shankarshan. Shankarshan is the meditational object of worship of Lord Shiva. Of course he has different forms where he worships, different forms of the Lord also. In Navadvipa he worships Gaurangi Krishna, he worships in Vrindavan, he worships Krishna. So he got this Ananta Samhita, which is glorifying Navadvipa and Navadvipa Dham and Gauranga and the pastimes of Gauranga. This is all in the Ananta Samhita. So Lord Shiva said, I kept that Samhita in my throat while I was suffering from the burning poison, and because of the nectar of the glorious pastimes of Navadvipa and Gauranga, that counteracted the poison, that whole ocean of poison was counteracted by the nectar from Gauranga and Navadvipa. So, like, he acts in so many ways as a friend of everyone, or the enemies of everyone also. He employs Durga Devi. Here Prabhupada's given a description of that Kali. She's got a head in one hand and a chopper in the other. And you've seen the picture in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the story of Jadabharat. Now they were going to sacrifice Jadabharat, a human sacrifice, to goddess Kali. But he was such a pure Brahmana. Actually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, his Brahman effulgence was so powerful. That's why the deity cracked for Kali. Then Kali jumped out and she's going to kill all these devotees. They were devotees, Kali's devotees, who were going to offer Jadabharat as human sacrifice. They were just going to cut his head off with his big sword. So she leapt out and she grabbed the sword and she started cutting everyone's heads off, and all of her friends and associates, all witches, and they're all in ecstasy and they're all drinking the blood. You've seen the pictures, and holding their heads and they're swinging heads around, and they were intoxicated. The blood was so intoxicating, and they just started throwing their heads around and playing ball and everything. And Prabhupada said, when he saw that picture, he said, who has done this? Who has done this? What an imagination. What an imagination. Making the head of the article. So sometimes she just gets on that trip of killing, and nothing can stop her. In this incident, Prabhupada also mentions, one time she was killing wholesale. Not, it doesn't matter who it is, if you're in the way, you get killed. the gladiators in the Roman times, they used to do that. They used to come and they used to kill it. But sometimes they used to get such a frenzy in killing, they would jump over the barricades where all the audience was watching the show. They would just jump over the barricade and they would kill everybody. They'd just go crazy in a frenzy. So she goes, she gets like that, she just loses it and she kills everybody. So nobody could stop her, she was just destroying the whole universe. So then Lord Shiva couldn't stop her even. Then he lay down in front of her when she put his foot on her husband, and suddenly she realized, oh, it's my husband. She made a big mistake there. So that's the only way he could stop her then. So she realized that when they do that, it means I made a big mistake. So that's why she's got the tongue sticking out. Otherwise, she has a very peaceful form of Durga. In the Brahma Samhita, it says that when... because she punishes everyone in this world. That's her business, to rectify everyone. And the punishing instrument is the wheel of karma, which she throws everyone on. So they're being constantly punished on the wheel of karma, the birth and death. But it says, however, when... in the Brahma Samhita, when a person actually revives his Krishna consciousness and becomes a devotee of Krishna, then that very goddess who has been accustomed to punish everyone and kill everyone to rectify them, she becomes the source of their deliverance. When she sees that someone's become a devotee of Krishna, she becomes so happy. Oh, I don't have to punish this one anymore. So then she actually becomes his deliverance and pushes him back to the Godhead. She's the mother of the universe. There's no problem for her. She can tell all the devas, okay, now he's Krishna, he's become Krishna's bhakta, you leave him alone. Otherwise all the devas have got influence. 33 crores are devatas. They have an influence on every point of your body. That's why you have to please them in the Strata ceremony. So you just can't come and go as you please in this material world. But when you get the mercy of the mother of all the demigods, then very easy, leave him alone. Okay, he's going back home, back to God. He becomes very happy. So he says that Shiva has many forms. He says he's very, very difficult to see or have personal contact with him. But Lord Shiva doesn't incarnate himself and there's some special reason. So Mayapur is a special reason. And therefore he's got so many forms here in Mayapur. He's at the Jogpit. Literally he's there. Behind Mahaprabhu's birth site, there's a Shiva temple with Shiva Lingam, there's Sada Shiva and Ketra Paul. And that one Lingam there must be Ketra Paul. When Bhakti Siddhanta was making this road, when Sir John Anderson was coming, British Raj was coming, so he said, you make a road. So they built a road from the Ghat down to the Jogpit. And when they were at Shiva Dova, the hospital, ISKCON Hospital, where the road bends, there's a little culvert there. That place is called Shiva Dova. It's the pond. Shiva stays there, it's one of his eternal places of bhajan. And he stays there meditating on Gauranga. And he was feeling sub-separation, the tears formed a pond there. Dova means pond. So he stays there in that form. We're trying to develop that place now, make a nice pond again. Because now it's all been covered up and made dirty. But anyways, he stays there. When they were making the road, at that point he found the Shiva Lingam. Bhaktisiddhanta Sojuridhati. He said, yes, this is an indication, this place is Shiva Dova. Then that was worshipped in the Jogpit. It's still there behind. So at the beginning of the Navadvip Parikram, everybody goes to the Jogpit with the blessings of Gauranga. Then they go and take the blessings of Lord Shiva and Parvati. Because there the goddess is, Parvati is in the form of Prodamaya, Yogamaya, is the goddess of Navadvip. She reveals Navadvip and she covers Navadvip. So you go there and you get the blessings of Prodamaya and Ketra Paul. Then you can make the prakram, and by their mercy they will give revelation. There are 11 forms of Rudra that stay here also. These are the angry Shivas. When there's time for destruction, annihilation, then generally these 11 Rudras, they come from the third eye of Shankarshan. Very angry, very, very angry. Then they start destroying the universe. But here, they're in Vaishnava form. They're all dancing and chanting. Everyone is in a happy mood. They're all chanting Gauranga's name. Everyone's happy except Sayuja Mukti Devi. There's no place for you. But our Lord Shiva is here also as Harihara, at Harihara Ketra, half Shiva, half Krishna. He stated in either the Vishnu Purana or the He said this pastime took place in Goloka when Krishna, the Lord of the cowherd lasses, from him came Radha, and from his other side came Lakshmi. It describes how there's five forms of Radharani, Lakshmi. They're all manifested here, and from this form of Krishna, he was the Lord of the cowherd lasses in Goloka, so it's a form of Krishna. Harihara is a Krishnamurti. Some people are saying he's Vishnu. This description is actually in Goloka. Then he's from his right side came Lord Shiva. So that description is there. Happened in Goloka. So he's there. He's also there as Hamsavahan. He came down to hear the glories of Gaur Bhagavat. Sages were chanting the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Shiva was anxious to get here. He was on Nandi, but Nandi the bull was kind of slow, you know. You wouldn't get a move on. So Gauranga said, Brahma, give me your swan. He's very quick. So he laid on the swan, and the swan came very quickly. So he could hear the Gaura Bhagavat. So that deity is there also. Different times they manifest. Different places they are manifested. So many places here in Namadvipa. There's a Nilahota, Lohita, is it? I forgot his name. Nila Lohita Shiva, his name is here. And in this island, also this area, this part of Rudradweep by the bank of the Ganga, and Bhaktivinoda describes in the Namadipava Charanga that he has a darshan of Lord Shiva here also. And Lord Shiva is dancing, boom, 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 boom. That's his saying, right? Boom, boom. Followers also sometimes say, boom, boom, bule. Boom, boom, bule. Boom, boom. So here he says, boom, boom, Gauranga, boom, boom, Gauranga. Om Om Jai Sachinandan Om. Give mercy to all living entities. Give mercy to all living. Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. Give mercy. He's dancing in ecstasy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees this wonderful form of Lord Shiva. And he falls at his feet and begs for his mercy. Yes, he said, yes, by my mercy. Vaishnav Tataha Shambhu. My mercy. So he's very, very merciful. Because Baba Charanga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making a prakram, and it's all been revealed to him. So even he's seeing like Lord at the Nrisimhapali, Lord Nrisimha comes out, puts his lotus feet on his head, gives him fearlessness. Be peaceful, my child. Stay here in Navadvipa, worship Radha and Krishna, chant the holy names. And very soon, by the mercy of my devotees, he is Krishna himself. He can give his mercy. Very soon, by the mercy of my devotees, you will attain everything. So like this, he's getting the mercy. So when he meets Lord Shiva, yes, by my mercy. Very merciful. By my mercy, everything. By my mercy, Maya will retreat. Who can do that? Goddess Durga, Kali, she's the whole universe. Who has the power to accept her husband? He has the power. So he says, by my order, Maya will retreat. Maya Devi will retreat by my order. So he gave that blessing to Bhaktivinoda. By my order, Maya will retreat. And when Maya is gone, then you will actually see, you will have revelation of the truth. So then he sees on the bank of the Ganga that side, number this side, that area there opposite. That's the site of Rasleela, because Jamuna is flowing that side. The Ganga and Jamuna flow together. The Jamuna is flowing on that western bank, and Ganga is flowing on the eastern bank together. So that bank is like the Rasleela area. And so he sees Krishna and Radha in the center, and billions of gopis dancing and performing a Rasleela. He sees that wonderful sight. He falls unconscious. Then he wakes up, and then he suddenly finds he's got his spiritual form and everything. complete transformation. His identity is revealed, his guru is revealed, and Nangamanjari. She takes him to meet Rupa and Lalit and all that. An introduction is Radha and Krishna. So he gets the most, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, he said everything will be revealed. So he manifests many places in Navadvipa Dham. Out of his mercy he gives to the living end. So this is the Rudradvipa is also the island of friendship. So you have a very great friend who can send Maya away and give you your eternal relationship with Krishna. Vaishnam Tatahasham Shrima Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Gopemanam ki. Hare Krishna. Any comment? Question? Hare Krishna. Yeah, same potency. Kali and Durga are the same potency. Specifically, this form of Durga is used for maintaining the material world. She's the mother of the universe. So here she takes on the form like as the mother of the universe. And everyone is a child. When she assumes the form of Durga, generally that's for more destructive aspects, ghastly aspects. When she's dealing with much more, in the much lower modes of material nature. So she assumes different forms, like when you, the form of like the Rudras and they're dancing in the graveyards and they've got skulls and everything. So she assumes forms for like that. And in the tantric shastras, she is worshipped. You want different cities, so you have to do kind of samasic things. You have to be in graveyards and things like that at night. But there are all kinds of nasty kind of stuff. So you have to sit on the dead body and things like that. Dig the body up, a fresh body, and sit on him and chant mantras. And you got all the ghosts and fiends and everything trying to. You have to be very, very brave. But you get cities like that. So they're in charge of all that stuff. Kali, in that form, which is a ghastly form. So to deal with that very tamasic stuff, she is right there. But Durga wouldn't be there like that. She's very much more sophisticated. And whenever we see the forms of Mahamaya, we see generally she's depicted as a form of Durga. When Durga is there, Shiva is not there. Generally you won't see Shiva in the form. His lingam will be there. He'll be there as a Shiva lingam, but the form won't be there. With Parvati, she will sit on his lap so that he has a form. And Kali, he'll be there in his fearsome form, she'll be. But Durga is generally, you don't see her with the form of Lord Shiva. And she's always depicted as sitting on the lion. So this is the spiritual form of Mahamaya is depicted as 10 arms and sitting on the lion. This is the form that is described in Brahma Samhita. Then her reflection is what's described, how she deals with the material, world. Rupa Goswami installed a form of Yogamaya in Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan. Down. But that's the form of Durga, you'll see. Katyayani, it's actually a form of Durga. Vrindadevi in Kamyavan, she's actually a form of Durga. You can't see the way they dress her like that. They pull all the dresses out. You don't see her 8 arms or 10 arms. So all these forms of Yogamaya, the internal potency, generally they're depicted in this material, well, in the form of Durga. There's one Brahma, you say?
Yeah.
For each universe?
Yes. Is this the same for Lord Shiva? For each universe?
For each universe. There's many forms of Lord Shiva.
That's my question.
Yeah. There are many forms. Generally one Brahma, but there are many aspects of Lord Shiva. See, in the beginning of creation, Lord Shiva is there, actually before he's actually the creator of the universe. And then there's another creation after that comes from Lord Brahma. But then to start the universe, that's Shiva. Vishnu is glancing over he's sleeping, he's in Yoga Nidra. He's having an amorous dream. So he glances over Devi, his internal potency, Roma Devi, Lakshmi. And that glance is carried by Roma Devi to the material world. Then it reflects into the material world. The glance becomes Shambhu. And Roma Devi becomes, who is Yogamaya, she becomes Mahamaya, or Durga. And then the combination of those two, then the whole universe starts to take shape. Combination. Sadashiv, Shambhu, in the form of a divine halo, like a lingam, like a halo. Then that context, Ramadevi, who is now transformed into Mahamaya. Then that combination, then the whole universe starts. Then the second two creation, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and Brahma. Then again Shiva is born from the eyebrows.
The word Mahamaya Lord was generally the Jesus, different Jesus taking the post to the different universe. Is Lord Shiva being Shiva cut Vishnu in touch with Maya? Is there is it one person like Vishnu cut with one person that is Andrew many, many forms? Many different forms in the universe as the one Shiva expanding against many.
You're saying, are there many,
there's many forms.
Forms of Lord Shiva? Are they
my
different?
Is it the same one person like Vishnu? Many, many, many forms of one person. Is it the same Shiva?
Oh, Vishnu has many, many forms, but he's one person. Is it the same with Lord Shiva? Shiva has his own tattva, and sometimes a jiva also can take that part, like a jiva. Yeah. A jiva can become a Brahma also. He can also become a Shiva sometimes. I don't know the answer to your question. Whether it's one, he expands into many, or whether it can be different personalities to expand. But it's a potency. The potency is Shankarshan's potency. That manifests Lord Shiva. So he can manifest unlimited Lord Shivas, of course. But whether there are different Jivas or not, that I don't know. Anybody knows?
I was asking the same question there after some time ago. And he pointed out that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he explained that in the pastimes of Lord Krishna appearing constantly, one after another in the universes. So I asked him if there is like unlimited numbers of Mother Yashoda. So, and he said that this is the proof that on the spiritual platform there is no limitation within one body. Like live certain period and die and then again constant, but we can be on different places at the same time. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur is confirming that we can be in Gauranga Leela and also in Radha Krishna at the same time. So we can learn that in this way Shiva is one personality, like he just expanded to the circular current and some different universes. So he,
the potency, obviously, it's that potency of Shankarshan can expand. But if Lord Shiva is Shiva Tattva and the Jiva can get there, the Jiva is a Tatastha Shakti. But he can also can take the role of Shiva. But anyway, the potency to act, whether it's Shiva Tattva or Jiva Tattva, will come from Shankarshan. So the source is, potency is one.
The Jiva takes Vishnu's role.
What?
Shakti Veshavatara and the Jiva can be doing that. It's defining what you're saying in power. It's not a contradiction in terms of what's being discussed. The Jiva could be achieved as opposed to Shakti Vesh. It doesn't nullify the possibility that Vedu Vyasa's grace on the person. That verse you're referring to, I think it's pretty canto. Prabhupada didn't translate it exactly the way you're saying, but I've read in an old version of the Kriya Bhagavatam, the 41 version. They translated it where 100 verses of the word belong. You can pull that off, then you become qualified if you have a Shiva, a post for Shiva. Very, very.
Bhagavan Mishi Prabhu, please give you a constructive.
But one of these two essential teachings that came from all four of the practice. The two essential points of these 24 sentence dialogues that are just coming to me.
The two essential points from the Sampradaya. I can read it. That's in the root retreat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, later when I begin the Sankirtan movement, I myself will preach the essence of the four Vaishnava philosophies. From Madhava, I will receive two essential items, the complete defeat of Mayavad philosophy and his service to the deity of Krishna, accepting the deity as an eternal spiritual being. From Ramanuja, I will accept two teachings, the concept of bhakti, unpolluted by karma and jnana, and service to the devotees. From Vishnu Swami's teachings, I will accept two main elements, the sentiment of exclusive dependence on Krishna and the path of rag bhakti. And from you, I will receive two excellent principles, the necessity of taking shelter of Radha and the high esteem of the gopis' love for Krishna. From Nimbo. See, Sanat Kumar smiled and said, knowing that Kali Yuga will be very troublesome, the all-merciful Lord, Gauranga, decided to propagate devotional service. He empowered four men to act in devotional service and sent them in the world to preach. So Gauranga empowered all those leaders of the Sampradaya to preach. Hare Krishna. Okay. Mabhaktam ki.